Hello and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner. I am back from mini vacation. Today on the show, we will have Cliff Rivelto with us at 4:40. The K-State women won the Big 12 in track and field, knocking off Texas in very impressive fashion. I'm curious to know Cliff Rivelto's thoughts on that. I've already seen that he was surprised that they won the Big 12. Wesley Owundu had some ups and downs at the Combine over the weekend. We'll talk about that at 5:10. I've compiled a lot of the results of what I saw from those that cover the NBA on Wesley Owundu. We'll test just how far off the grid I was at 5:25, which I was pretty far off the grid for most of the sports weekend. You can't be serious at 5:50. As always, to contact us, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. You can tweet us at the game, KMAN, as well. That was about as off the grid as I've been in a little while, I would say, in a total weekend, like 3 days. Took Friday off, went to Colorado Springs, and really with the Royals, like I could not get a Royals game to save my life and wasn't really trying to. Didn't get much cell service, like up driving around the mountains for some of the weekend as well. So I just was not in touch with the sports weekend. So I hope you guys are ready to carry the show, basically, is what I'm saying today. You guys have to do the heavy lifting.
Just like the softball game last night.
Oh, we'll get to that at 4:50 as well. Mitch, I didn't really give you too much of a heads up on that, but you guys are going to have to do the heavy lifting. Tyler got a heads up.
Yeah.
You're getting yours right now.
Well, all I can think of is just imagine Tyler in that climate. He would have a heart attack without Twitter.
Oh, like going off the grid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised.
No, to be honest, if we're talking like doomsday type a scenario where everybody has to go off the grid, like who would survive best? I would put the hierarchy easily. I think it's Mitch 1, pretty big gap. Me 2, pretty big gap. Tyler 3. That's the off the grid power rankings of the game right there.
Really?
Would you agree with that, Mitch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You think it's a big gap between you and the rest of us?
Well, sports-wise, I'm pretty much off the grid every weekend, especially during the summer.
Well,
I stay away from it.
I'm taking sports out of the equation.
Just like
we're talking survival, happiness, just general well-being.
I'm disappointed. You guys don't know me well enough.
If you took Pokemon Go away from you for
I would be
72
fine.
Hours.
I would be fine.
Question for you. When you've snorkeled in Hawaii, have you taken scuba?
Scuba, yeah.
Have you ever, not even just doing that, have you ever taken your phone into the water with you?
No. I would like to I would like to live stream it.
You got to tweet because you know, if you can't tweet that you snorkeled, did it really happen?
It's scuba. Get it through your head. It's not snorkeling. Good grief.
I kind of like calling it snorkeling just because it gets a reaction, gets a rise. So we'll keep going with that. Snorkeling.
Here we are.
We could plan a show snorkeling trip sometime and see who survives it the best without a phone.
Sure.
See who would be the first to crack.
Sure.
The odds start with Mitch as the favorite there. All right, I said you're going to have to do the heavy lifting here.
Yeah.
I didn't see a second of Royals baseball this weekend until I came in today, and we pre-recorded the segment, which you're going to hear at 5:25. This was before I had gotten into any show prep at all. I had Tyler come up with 5 questions about the sports weekend to see how many I could get right, and you'll hear that at 5:25. But the only thing I watched today when you came in, you told me about the Jorge Soler home run, and so I watched that. But that's the one bit of Royals baseball I saw. I do now understand. Did you know? Breaking news. The Royals swept the Baltimore Orioles this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Baltimore Orioles had the best record in baseball. Before that,
they still do actually.
Okay,
yeah. They were already that far clear. Pretty amazing.
But, okay,
yeah, I just think that, you know, it's one thing to win 3 of 4 from the Rays, who are a very average team, but when you parlay that with a sweep over one of the hottest teams in baseball and the team with the best record, it shows that maybe some things are coming around for this team. And I was just kind of curious and dug into some statistics earlier this afternoon, but. You know, in the month of May, the Royals are 9-5. They're scoring 4 runs a game as compared to 2.7 runs a game in the month of April. And another really big thing is that the team's bullpen ERA has been significantly better in the month of May. It's a 3.31 compared to 5.76 in April. So, you know, it's not on any sort of pace that the Royals are going to, you know, turn into what we saw in 2015 or something like that. But I think it's fair after winning 6 of 7 with the way they're playing right now to say that this is a team that's still very much in the thick of things, especially considering everyone else in the AL Central is kind of just treading water right now.
Well, I'm not backing off my stance and approach to mentally prepare for the fire sale and then just wait and see what happens. If it's better and they don't have to have the fire sale, then so be it. That's great. I still don't feel like they're better than the Indians. I think the Indians will get it together at some point. And I still just don't – when I watch the Royals – now, again, I'm coming at this without having seen them this weekend, which is not really fair for the sake of this discussion. But it just doesn't seem like they don't have the pieces. They're too spotty right now to be a team that legitimately makes it to the playoffs. And I keep having the Sam Mellinger stat jammed down my throat and in my head that after they had gone 10 games under 500 – they were going to have to win at a pace that even the 2015 Royals did not win at the rest of the year, just to finish with 90 wins, which is typically what you think of for a team getting to the playoffs. So I know they can't approach it like that. They've got to just take it game by game and in stretches, small victories here like they have right now with winning 4 in a row. But me, thinking about it big picture, and I think Dayton Moore probably has to keep this in mind as well, big picture, it's still such an uphill climb.
Yeah,
back into it. Now, I am the guy raining on everybody's parade right now. I realize that. But that's typically my role, right, to bring some some cynicism. And in this case, I think just some, you know, a realistic point of view here to the Kansas City Royals. So that's – look, I was gone all weekend off the grid. I'm coming back just to mess up your Royals party.
Well,
but I still – that I can't get over that in my head. It's still there. That mental block is there with this team. I just they have not passed the eye test to me, and I know just how daunting of a hill it was to climb just where they were at a couple weeks ago.
I totally understand that, and I'm not saying that you should go out and buy a bunch of stock on the Royals, but I'm just excited because I really thought that we were going to have to go through like 90% of the season in which – watching Royals games was completely insignificant, and at least now they've given you enough of a spark that I feel like I need to tune in. You know, they're off today, but on a day-to-day basis, I feel like turning on the Royals game is something positive that I can do and actually get something out of it, which is, you know, how meaningful that is to you could go either way, but I like what I've seen from him lately, and Eric Hosmer is just absolutely out of his mind, red hot right now. Mike Moustakas is on pace to set the single-season home runs record. You know, there are some positive things that are happening, and it's keeping me tuned in a little bit.
Well, let me say this. I will depart the first part of that discussion, which is I still have a hard time believing that they're legitimately in it right now. But undoubtedly, yes, they have, at least for right now, brought you back into – having a lot of hope that there are going to be many more significant games played this season, as in they will still be relevant enough to really have you watching them. And that has a ton of value. I think almost more so in baseball than any other sport, because the season is so long that there is almost more value in just being competitive, being somewhat in it throughout the season. And in particular, in the market that we're in, college town, an area that doesn't have an NBA team anywhere really regionally, closest being Oklahoma City. No one's into the NBA, so you're in this just dark hole of sports if the Royals are bad. And we all have experienced plenty of that and do not want to go back to that after you've had, you know, you've been able to eat the sweets, went over to the neighbor kid's house, got all the cake that you could want the 2014 and 15 seasons with the Royals. You don't want to go back to going home and eating your vegetables. So nobody wants that. There is a big time value, I would say, in them just being relevant. And it does appear, I'll level with you, like they have gotten back on that type of track.
We'll see if they can keep it up. I mean, the schedule doesn't get much easier, and that's part of the reason that things do look daunting going ahead. They've got the Yankees coming in. Their toughest months in terms of, you know, opponents' record is June and July. So they've got a lot that they got to overcome, because April was supposed to be an opportunity for them to jump out to a good start, and they most certainly didn't do that. So I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I am glad that, you know, it's not just a waste of time to turn them on TV right now.
Now, that does bring up another conundrum of, I've said this before, that really the worst-case scenario long-term with this team is that they do exactly what we're talking about. Not
basically
be a playoff team, but stay relevant enough that you don't wind up trading anybody at the deadline, and then you're in a worse position for the future because you're only getting compensatory draft picks instead of actual prospects back for, you know, the Eric Hosmers, Lorenzo Cain's, Jason Vargas's of the world if you don't ship anybody out. So, you know, that to me, but it's just so hard in the moment to actually root for that as opposed to having some fairly meaningful baseball, because it does just liven up the summer so much and make it that much more enjoyable. Coming up here on the show today at 5:10, we'll take you through the reports that I saw of Wesley Iwundu at the Combine over the weekend and last week. It was a mixed bag for sure. Cliff Revelto is going to join us at 4:40, K-State track and field head coach. After the women win the Big 12, they knock off Texas with 133 points yesterday. When we come back, though, we need to take a moment of silence. We'll explain here on The Game.